Hi, fellas. This is Jill with your all-time jukebox. Yep, all-time jukebox time again. And that means time for us all to take a 30-minute break, sit back, and remember some of the old records. I think most of these will be old friends. We should be able to play about eight, and all but one go back just a few years. The old record will be for all of you over 30. These are what we call all-timers, records that were just a little better than the others. And first, something smart and sweet by Freddie Martin and his orchestra. During one of his days off while at the famous Coconut Grove, Freddie and the band recorded that wonderful Blue Champagne. Number two was brought to light by a letter from North Carolina. A listener down that way wrote that it's been a long time since I've played Johnny Doughboy Found a Rose in Ireland. Well, I checked the records, and I found that Kay Kaiser made the big record of that song. Checked the Armed Forces Radio Library, and there it was. So, here it is. Thank you.
my duty to make an American beauty of a sweet Irish rose like you.
Next record takes me way back to high school. I think I was a freshman when this came out. It's the talk of the town, Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, vocal by Kenny Sargent. Kenny was sort of a forerunner of the crooner craze. When the band came to town, the gals used to stand by the mic and listen to Kenny sing For You, Under a Blanket of Blue, and our next all-timer, It's the Talk of the Town.
We were more than lovers, we were more than sweethearts. It's so hard to understand. Don't know why it happened, don't know how it started. Why should we be strangers after all we planned?
I can't show my face, can't go any place. People stop and stare, it's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town.
We sent out invitations to friends and relations announcing our wedding day.
Friends and our relations give congratulations. How can you face them?
What can you say?
Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart. Don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended?
It's the talk of the town.
I guess you've noticed if you follow G.I. Jive that I sort of think that Dick Haymes is one of the best. I first heard Dick on an old Harry James record of I'll Get By. Then he popped up with Tommy Dorsey, and all of a sudden he was all over records and pictures. Well, one of his greatest records has to do with Laura, which is a great song all by itself. Dick is backed up by Victor Young and his orchestra, Dick Haymes and Laura.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall.
floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
This is your weekly all-time jukebox. 30 minutes of the very best in records. Each record sort of extra special. We're about to start part two, so join in and let's play all-timers. Now, here's a record that is for all who can remember 1934. Remember Gold Diggers of 1934. Well, if you do, and I don't, by the way, you'll remember Winnie Shaw. She was always a gal that loved Dick Powell, but he loved Ruby Keeler, and she usually drowned her sorrow in a song. Well, back in 34, Winnie Shaw sang Lullaby of Broadway. She made the record with Dick Juergens, and it's been out of print for about 15 years. I have this copy. It's a bit beat. Matter of fact, a bit cracked, but good for playing in your all-time. The original Lullaby of Broadway with Winnie Shaw.
On his way, see. lullaby of Broadway, the hidey high and poop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rockify your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that. You'll hear a daddy say, and baby goes home to her class to sleep all day.
I got a letter from Bill Henderson, and Bill mentioned the name of Dick Todd. As Bill put it, what happened to Dick Todd? Back in the late 30s, Dick Todd was in Canada, and he dropped over to the United States for some recording sessions. His records were 35 cents and sold very well. You know, Dick was often criticized for imitating Bing, but he just kept singing along. But as Bill says, what happened to Dick Todd? Well, I'll check on that, Bill. I checked the records, and I found that his bestseller was Say It Isn't So. Here it is.
Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying, you don't love me, say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know, whispers that you're growing tired of me, say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me, say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay, that's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Every show, I ring in a record that really isn't an all-timer. Well, here's the story of this record. First, the song. It's called Memphis in June, and Hoagy Carmichael is the writer. Good song, but didn't seem to win the hit parade. Next, the band, Harry James. And boy, he plays as wonderful a chorus as I've ever heard. But the record didn't go over. Maybe it's me. I could be wrong about it, but you tell me. I think you'll agree that here is a record that should have been an all-timer. Harry James and Memphis in June. All-timer is by Woody Herman. You know, this man can make the wildest records of them all and then turn around and break your heart with a love song. Woody Herman, former sax player with Kay Kaiser, now the leading exponent of modern jazz. When it comes to wild music, the Herman herd knows no equal. And what could be wilder than Apple Honey?
Thank you.
time's all used up. Your all time will be around next week, same time, same station. And until I'll be G.I. jiving your way, this is Jill, and this is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.